speaking at the media forum in Khartoum early this week, a prominent leader in the Forces for Freedom and Change, or FFC coalition, Yasir Arman, the interim chairman of the newly established SPLM Revolutionary Democratic Current, said expected political changes in the upcoming transitional period will likely demand that the Juba Peace Agreement be revised in accordance with the new draft constitution. Arman says the expected transitional period will have to address all urgent political matters facing the country, which includes the Juba peace deal.
In order to smoothly move forward in the new era, if we look keenly, the military is not going to be part of the government, and this is going to be a new situation of power sharing. Therefore, there is need to revise the Juba peace agreement, given the facts surrounding the political development in the country.
The Juba Peace Agreement, mediated by the South Sudan government, was signed on October 3, 2020, between the Sudanese Transitional Government and several armed groups under the umbrella of Sudan Revolutionary Front. Last week, Sudan's political parties announced they reached a framework agreement with the military to move beyond the political stalemate in the country since last year's military coup. The FFC said it approved a two-phase political process based on a bar association initiative to establish a civilian government, then tackle issues concerning transitional justice and reforms to the military. Arman says that process will likely include adjusting the Juba peace agreement.
The latest development on the Eastern track within the Juba peace agreement is also questionable. Some voices were even questioning the criteria in which the agreement was divided into five tracks. These questions need to be answered carefully once again. We are not against the agreement itself, but we want to renew this agreement to have wider support from a majority of the public.
Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum early today, Osman Said, a spokesperson of the Sudanese Revolutionary Front, warned against interfering with the Juba peace agreement, saying the deal should remain as it is and be fully implemented. Said says, despite challenges facing the implementation of the agreement, the RSF coalition firmly rejects the notion of revising the agreement.
It is an international agreement mediated by the Republic of South Sudan and has international guarantors signed by Troika countries, the United Nations, the Arab League, and many of the neighboring countries and blocs. For us, the agreement is valid and has brought back the rights to the people who have been affected by war.
Last year, the Abidjan High Council of Eastern Sudan said it no longer recognized the Eastern Track Agreement that was signed as part of the comprehensive Juba peace deal. The Abidjan people say those who represented Eastern Sudan during the peace negotiations did not represent the people of Eastern Sudan. Said insists the agreement remains as one package despite dissenting voices.
The Sudanese Revolutionary Front is committed to implementing the Eastern Track in addition to the Security Arrangements Protocol. We also keep our commitment towards following the enshrined implementation matrix, and we will be ready to discuss this with the Sudanese government so as to put priorities for the full implementation of the agreement.
In December last year, a South Sudanese chief negotiator, Tut Gatluak, the South Sudan presidential advisor on security affairs, announced the suspension of the Eastern Track, a provision which addresses concerns of the people in Eastern Sudan. Gatluak said, upon reviewing the agreement with all signatories, they found the Eastern Track had not been implemented due to concerns raised by the Abidjan community. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.